Teeny, get ready. Teeny. Teeny, sure he's going to judge you. Welcome back, everybody. What? What'd she say? Huh? Okay, it doesn't make any sense. Jack Hurley, Sherry Elliger show, you coming along. Right to us at MyNorthWest.com. As Andrew says.
Actually, you can do it. I just tried it. It does work.
Wow, how exciting. So text us.
Good to know.
Malco's Casino Resort text line. Check that one too. 1-888-973-5. Whoa! 76. All the time again. I know, they're gorgeous. Joe gave them to you on his birthday. Joe gave out gifts as well. It is Joe's birthday. Ursula came by around 1:15 after I went over to the coffee machine. I saw Joe's birthday written down on that piece of paper. And I told everybody, and then Ursula gave Joe like 3 or 4 pieces of candy out of this bag of candy she was eating. It's really, really nice. Very touching.
Delicious candy.
Yeah, I'm going to dry eye in the house, Sherry.
Why didn't you at least steal him a Snickers bar? Just count to 10, pull yourself together again,
and come on, Joe. You gotta get hold of this mood you're in. Garth Brooks?
George Strait.
Oh, John. All right.
By the way, I bought John a Snickers today.
Yeah, that was it. He threw it at me, hit me in the chest.
You couldn't buy him a Snickers?
I'm busy
one?
Working and prepping for the show so I can say stuff on the show.
Oh, okay.
Like the fact that the gun owners in the state of Washington, you are the problem. That's right. They're going to make sure that you're going to pay $1,000 fine, you gun owners. So Governor Inslee couldn't wait to sign this baby.
Recently, some of Seattle's most notorious crimes can be tied to stolen guns, including the deadly Ingram.
Now, some of the most deadly crimes are not to the stolen guns. The technically deadliest crimes are to the people that are committing the deadliest crimes. They steal the guns. They buy the guns on the street. They don't go in and register. They don't buy them over the counter. They have nothing to do with that. Criminals get their guns from other criminals that are selling guns. So the deadly violent crime is not because of the gun that is stolen. It is because of the individual that has no respect for human life, has no respect for the law, and runs rampant through our court system and is released back onto the streets because of whatever reason you want to give them the reason to run around, shoot, and kill everybody. So here we go again.
Recently, some of Seattle's most notorious crimes can be tied to stolen guns, including the deadly Ingram High School shooting in 2022, as well as last summer's murder of restaurant owner Ina Kwan and her unborn baby.
We'll keep our community safer.
As a result, came House Bill 1903.
It is a cooperative gesture for a gun owner, a gun salesperson.
Up until now, gun owners have had 5 days to report the theft of a firearm, but with this bill's passage, that deadline will now only be 24 hours, or a gun owner could be fined.
Prove it.
Right?
It's such a stupid law. Right. Prove it. Prove it. It's the weirdest thing about these people in Olympia that write these laws. They always assume everyone's a good person and everyone's going to report as soon as it happens. Oh, I don't want to get fined $1,000. Oh, sure, the guy that stole the gun and went out and shot somebody, they get to go home to their grandmother or whatever and they get an ankle bracelet on. But I'm going to get charged $1,000 because I didn't report the gun stolen within 24 hours.
This is before the trail gets cold, and this gives law enforcement the tools to investigate and identify patterns of gun trafficking.
Oh. The suggestion that that's going to do something to curb crime is just nonsense.
There you go.
Several gun rights organizations, including the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, were quick to push back against this new law, saying it unfairly targets law-abiding gun owners.
We're talking about somebody who has already suffered a crime, a felony crime, and now he's facing a potential fine.
This new law comes as stolen guns flood Seattle streets. In fact, SPD says,
why do stolen guns flood the streets? Supply, demand. Why are they flooding? Did they just flood in the streets? You think just we have a spigot open somehow and somebody turned the spigot on and your guns are flying through the spigot and they're just coming out onto the streets? Or is it that people want the gun? Do they want the tool? right? During springtime, people go out and buy lawnmowers. Why? Because the grass is growing, so you get a lawnmower. Why do you need a gun? Well, because you want to go out and rob somebody. You want to steal something from somebody. You're afraid that you're going to get shot, so you get a gun. And you shoot somebody before they shoot you. These guns, they act like these guns have a life of their own, that somehow they're thinking and somehow that they're proliferating. No, it's because people want the gun so that they can go out and do something with the gun in order to get something from somebody else. And this idea that you're going to find somebody $1,000. Well, you know what? I called in 4 hours later. Jeez, I hope they don't find me $1,000.
More stolen guns were recovered last year than ever before.
And now that this bill has been signed into law, it'll actually go into effect in May. Come to you live from Seattle tonight. Ryan Sims, Como News.
Okay, so the reason more guns are being discovered?
More crimes are being committed.
Don't. Yeah, right.
Right. And what I want to know is, okay,
how's that
for
a response? Yeah. Good. Yeah. So, I know Andrew's already saving that one. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead.
The police don't have enough people, don't have enough staff or officers to go after the crimes that the guns are involved in. How are they going to go after who stole the gun? That's such a, it doesn't make any sense. And so let's say you call in the gun stolen. Are you really going to admit that it's been over 24 hours if you know you can get fined? So you're penalized twice. Your gun is stolen and then you get fined? Doesn't make any sense at all.
Thank you. What was it again? What was the sound I make again?
Don't.
There it is, yeah. Your elected officials in Olympia come up with this thing. And normally they borrow these ideas from other cities or states or whatever. And then, hey, I have an idea. If you don't report the gun stolen, yeah, what should we do? Well, let's fine them. Okay, so why are they not reporting the gun stolen? So the cops come, if the cops even come, and your house has been broken into. So then they say, well, what happened? Well, they came to the front door and they stole this and stole that. Anything else they stole? Yeah, they got my watch. They got this. They got a bunch of cash. They had some other stuff. They stole my computer. They stole my gun, right? Okay, so then you'd what? Why? What do you think? What do you think? Who wrote this bill? Why do we ever get these people on the air? Like, what are you thinking? You think it's going to do anything? They're like, oh, I know what to do. If the gun gets stolen, the person doesn't say that the gun got stolen. Then that's another gun that's out in the street that's going to hurt somebody, right? So we're going to do an upstream solution. So we're going to find the person who didn't report that the gun was stolen. The only reason they wouldn't report the gun was stolen is because maybe they had a stolen gun in the first place or something. I mean, what are they trying to solve here?
Well, talk about a disincentive. So I have a gun stolen. I realize that I'm not exactly sure when it got stolen, but I'm worried about getting a fine. I'm not going to report it.
And how are they going to enforce it?
Right.
How do they enforce it? Numbskulls.
What do you think it costs to pass a law like that? Like manpower hours?
You mean cost?
Like, what does it cost? Like,
they don't
care. Is that like $100,000 worth of manpower to pass a useless law?
What do you mean? What do you mean by man? What do you, dollars?
I mean, just like,
to solicit it and to talk about it?
Yeah, to talk about it. Everybody's getting paid, right? These are all people doing their jobs. So what? If you had to guess as a former council person.
Well, you'd have to say, okay, so what are they paying the guy? $40,000 a year or something to be in the house? Well, how much time did it take for this one? You could break it down that way, but I don't impress the numbers against it. But the cops have like a 50 or 70%, you know, cold case. The number of homicides I'd seen was like 60-some percent, still unsolved. But the cops are going to come around. Yeah. Can you please tell us whereabouts the weapon and what time the person did, you know, yeah, they're going to be coming in there and they're going to be finding out if the thing was stolen 24 hours or 48 hours later. They just sign here for your $1,000 fine. Shelton High School, I don't know how good they were in football, but the Shelton School District accepts the resignation of the high school head football coach, Mark Smith. A regular scheduled practice that was taking place. Apparently, Smith is one of the people in the center of the controversy after he supervised a tackling drill during PE back in January. None of the students were wearing pads. Several students sustained some pretty significant injuries, including concussions and dislocated fingers. Now, I know there's a certain rules, like you can't practice full pads before a certain time of the year.
Well, he was, this was like, he was subbing in for the PE teacher.
Oh.
And then he just had kids, instead of just like doing push-ups or something, he had them hurt each other.
He knows those drills.
Okay. One kid got a severe concussion because he fell down, and then when he got up, he hit another kid's head.
Mm. Yeah.
And it was just,
walk it off, Sherry. Walk it off.
Put some dirt on it.
The Shelton School District announced at the end of Tuesday's meeting they have accepted the resignation of head football coach Mark Smith. One parent whose kid was hurt during these tackling drills tells me even though Smith is out of the job, she worries this could happen again elsewhere.
And other kids are going to be injured. Or worse.
Desiree Leth's son was one of several students hurt during these tackling drills at Shelton High back in late January.
Run through them. There we go. There we go.
Seeing that video made me sick. The first time I saw the video was on the news. Last night, I hadn't seen it.
My head hit the mat.
She says her son's recovery from his severe concussion.
He couldn't see straight. He was dizzy. And so we've just pulled him out of everything.
Has been a long one.
He hit his head and then bounced back, like hit his head on the ground and then bounced back up and hit another kid's head. Mm. And just to think about that just makes me sick. Like, it's hard to talk about.
That's why she and several other parents are planning to file a lawsuit against the school district with hopes this doesn't ever happen again.
That was our number one goal. This is for the safety of children.
Shelton High School football coach Mark Smith, along with other assistant coaches, were filling in for a weightlifting class during PE. This tackling drill quickly getting out of hand. Students sharing with us their bruises, even dislocated fingers. Coach Smith has since submitted his resignation, which the school board accepted during Tuesday's meeting.
Now that we have voted and accepted the resignation of Coach Smith, can we move forward with finding another coach?
But parents say they wish things went differently.
I wish that he would have been fired.
They also voiced their concerns to the district, not only about how all of it was handled, but the other volunteer coach involved.
That was a blatant disregard for established protocols. It exposed our young players to unnecessary risks and injuries that took place.
Because parents like Leth believe he, too, should face consequences for all of this.
I want to make sure that he also is not able to come back to this district or any other district to work with other kids.
We have reached out to Coach Smith directly for comment, but have not heard back. When we asked several school board members about the videos, they told us they could not comment on the matter since this is still an ongoing investigation.
To me, I would assume, so he goes in there, hey, we need somebody to fill in for Mr. Bialy, or whoever, that was our gym teacher. So the guy gets in there, he's like, what are you guys doing? What do you have to do? I don't know. Everyone's in there. He knows football drills. So he's like, well, just do these drills, something to do, right? And it looked like they were, one guy would get the ball and the other guy's trying to tackle him. Did they actually throw them onto the ground of the gym? Were they like stopping him or something?
It was rough. And then, interestingly enough, there was like 15 camera angles on the whole thing. They keep showing it on the news and they've got shots from every different which way.
Very good to shoot the video of it. Yeah.
Probably bad idea.
You made dodgeball in high school, Sherry? Just do that?
In high school? No, I played in an elementary school.
Great game.
But one time I just came out kind of like that.
Wow.
I was working on a radio show and they had this regular dodgeball game. And so they invited me to come along and I said, sure, I'll play. How bad could it be?
Mm.
When I looked at the thing and there was this man who was six times my size hurling the ball as hard and as fast as he could at me, I just walked off because I was just like, no, I couldn't take it. It was too...
Catch it then, Sherry. Catch the ball.
No, I couldn't catch it. It was going too fast.
You could have caught it and then he would have been out. That's the beauty of that game.
No, I wasn't prepared. It was awful, but I liked it as a kid. I didn't seem to mind. Maybe it was a softer ball.
No, you want to get the ball that's got just enough. First of all, the red ball, there's the bigger ones, but you want to get the one that's just not the smallest, but it's the middle one that doesn't have quite as much air in it so you can really grip it and rip it. And then you wait till the one kid on the other side is looking the other way, and then you just release it. And it comes in and hits the side of their face, and it makes that poof sound. And then they drop the ball or they fall around. There might be a little blood or vomit or whatever. And then, you know, then they're out. And then you're in charge.
No,
great game.
What you just described is me, the person being hit in the face.
Yes.
And throwing up and doing whatever.
Yeah.
I would never be able to I just
did they get rid of all those games? They don't do dodgeball anymore?
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
I mean, well, they do like tackle football in the gym.
How about the climb the rope? And while you're climbing the rope, people are throwing sticks at you. Do they still do that one?
I think that went out in the 70s.
How about the push-up one? Were you doing push-ups and people throwing sticks at you?
Oh, yeah, they do that one.
They still do that one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's alive and well. Yeah.
Okay, good, just to know. And how about the sprint, the shuffle drill? Well, you run up and run back and you hand off the baton and someone throws a stick at you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Mr. Bielli, our gym teacher, apparently there was this thing that you didn't... The guy was as tall as he was... round.
Heard but, it, move on.
No, you haven't heard this. You haven't heard the Miss Finelli story. He was a thick Italian guy who apparently, it's so weird how these rumors get started, could karate chop an apple in half with his pinky.
Oh, come on.
And every freshman that come in like, yeah, you don't want to mess with Mr. Finelli. It's like, why not? He can karate chop an apple in half with his pinky. And everyone's like,
did you ever test him? Here's an apple.
No, Sherry. Nobody ever tested him.
You don't cross somebody who can karate chop an apple
in half of this pinky? You don't dare do that.
Sherry. He's a guy. He'd like to show off.
No, no one ever did. But it, like every year, it was like, oh, you got Mr. Bielli for gym class? Oh, my God. He wants karate chopped an apple in half of this pinky. Continuing with our celebration of National Joe Day. Wilcox Family Farm Eggs. Get some. Name them all Joe.
Don't want to sleep in this rotten jail. Hide the crystal ball by defense so they won't find no evidence. When you reach home,
I guess the word Joe is somewhere mentioned in this song, right?
It's coming up here. Hang on.
Got to have a good alibi. Run, Joe.
Run, Aaron. It's Aaron Day tomorrow, Aaron. Don't go away sad. There we are. Again, it's Joe's birthday. Just happens to fall upon the same day as Joe Day. It all works out. The eclipse, I'm seeing more and more stuff on this eclipse. People are getting ready for the eclipse and studying the eclipse, and there's going to be a possible giant outage. There could be all sorts of interruptions with tech, and is it part of conspiracy theory? All these people talking about this eclipse, it's coming. And now, lo and behold, the stoner eclipse. This is going to be the 420, so it's a bunch of things happening on this particular eclipse that everyone is really excited about, Sherry.
Absolutely. April 8th is the solar eclipse, and April 20th, of course, is 420, is the kind of celebration of, pot smoking and all of that, which, by the way, a little history on that.
Oh, yes.
That started in the 1970s because every kid in high school, or kids in this high school,
yes,
smoked pot at exactly 420.
Oh.
Yes. So they used to call them Waldos because they would sit on the wall at a school and smoke pot.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Sherry.
No problem. So why this is interesting is that it's something called a palindrome. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's the same frontwards and backward, like the name Bob. You spell it B-O-B or B-O-B. Right. Yes.
Right. It remains unchanged when the characters are reversed. So
yes.
Race car, madam, level. Well, April 20th, 2024 is a palindrome.
Mm-hmm.
And this won't happen again until April 20th, 3024.
And there's a reason to stick around.
Yeah, exactly. But they say it also applies to longer phrases, but I can't figure it out. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama.
Right.
Like those are phrases. Well, they aren't the same.
No, but do them in reverse, Sherry. Take the last word, switch the letters around, and it's exact as the other one.
Panama Canal,
Yeah, now... Okay. Well, I can't believe you're on the radio. Uh-oh, I got bad news for you.
No one's listening! Listen! Listen!
Yeah, please, Sherry.
So they're calling it the Stoner Eclipse.
Okay, there you go.
Ta-da.
Wow. Wow. deep into it there. I didn't know how to get you out of it. Good. Thank you. Yeah, it is a stoner eclipse, and people, by the way, are just going to go absolutely kooky crazy for this particular eclipse. And then the safety thing to be able to watch it. I know we've already talked about this before. The last time it happened, you didn't care. You didn't make the shoebox with the little pinhole in it and look through the thing and don't look directly at
There's
it.
There's the special glasses you can get, too. They're like, it's like a welder's mask, but they're just little glasses. You can look right at it.
And then
those.
Look right at it. And then watch it. Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's Joe's going to be involved in that one. Yes.
It wasn't here. Like, it was in all these other places. Like, it.
Right.
I
this
don't
one won't
think
be here either. I think Texas is where they say you get, like, the full solar eclipse in next month.
But they're canceling the San Francisco 420 Hippie Hill.
This 420 is going to look very different here at Hippie Hill in San Francisco because the 2024 celebration has been canceled. But why? That's the question.
That's Jose Martinez reporting.
Zach Liu is a cannabis fan who's been playing his guitar at Golden Gate Park for over 20 years. His 420 memories date back long before it became an official city-sanctioned event.
Oh. It used to be cool to have drum circle and have, like, everyone gathering and smoking weed and hanging out.
The event now draws tens of thousands of people to Hippie Hill each year. But whoever shows up this year won't find any music stages, pot vendors, concessions, or security. For the first time since 2017, that's all canceled. The event organizers cited budget cuts and a lack of sponsorships. In the meantime, Zach tells me he thinks the festival has changed too much and it's losing its real purpose.
It was commercialized. I mean, it's better that, like, it's shut down because, like, people were also discriminating. Like, it's like, I get, like, oh, these guys that come for 420 and, like I'm from here, man.
The city's...
She's pretty upset about it. By the way, that guy's a PSA, public service announcement, if you smoke too much dope. I mean, it pretty much just sums up what it can do to your brain. Now, the question is always, like, was he like that prior?
Yes.
Joe, you say he was like
that? I say he was like that prior.
Because, like, people were also discriminating. Like, it's like, I get, like, oh, these guys that come for 420 and, like I'm from here, man.
The city's Rec Park general manager says they're encouraging people to support their local equity brands, dispensaries, and lounges. But they're also encouraging people to come out on 420 for a different kind of recreation.
Okay. This year, the event producer couldn't manage the cost of the event. And so what we're going to do this year is we're going to have a series.
If they mention face painting, don't go. Whenever they have that as a list of something else that's there as face painting, don't go.
Why?
It's just, you know, yes, exactly. Thank you, Sherry. Yeah. Having done a lot of those live reports, like, and there's going to be hot coffee, popcorn, and face painting for the kids. As soon as you hear that, you're like, we're not going there.
There's a fun activities out on what we call Hippie Hill.
Find out they've got face painting.
Okay. We're going to have kickball and volleyball. Come as you are. Enjoy yourselves. The whole park is open for people to enjoy.
Ginsburg says that with SF Wheat Week happening between Sunday, April 13 and April 20th, the city will be filled with opportunities to celebrate.
Remember that the event started before any of this was, you know, legal. So now there's all kinds of fun opportunities for people to enjoy themselves and celebrate, and we'll see if what we can do next year.
Okay.
Just what we need.
That's
a bunch of high people playing volleyball.
That's in its death throes right there.
Yeah. What's wrong with volleyball?
You can't play anything. You can't no sporting events with high people.
Are you kidding?
No, they're too lazy. They'll be like,
I got a feeling. Let's talk about Joe for the day. Big old stoner. You think you've smoked your body weight?
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday?
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
I started early. I was, I think, 12 years old, I think, when I started smoking.
Did you ever drink bong water?
Not on purpose, but I accidentally drank bong water.
Okay. Here is seed pop off and hit you in the eye?
Not in the eye.
Okay.
Have you ever singed your eyebrows or eyelashes lighting a pipe?
No.
Do you ever have somebody, when you're doing a bong hit, they do, what's it called when they blow into it as well, so they give you, like, the extra...
The shotgun?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you ever have to go to the hospital because you OD'd?
On weed? No.
Okay.
No, wait, there's other choices?
Yep.
Okay, boy.
Are we allowed to ask these questions? I mean, this is a long time ago.
100%, absolutely.
You went to the hospital for taking too much of something?
Yeah. Yeah. 15 years old.
Oh.
Lord, wow.
Yeah.
Between you and Jack, I feel like I'm at some sort of
Yeah, I'm happy to tell you all about it if we have time someday.
It's a halfway house.
Any more questions for the defendant at this point, Sherry?
I think I'm going to protect his privacy and say no.
Do you have a lot of flannel shirts that have that sort of weird odor of body odor and then marijuana?
No, I smell fantastic.
Do you have big boy pants?
I sure do.
He better put his big boy pants on.
There we go. All right.
Don't cry, Joe. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Oh, Frank Sinatra in a very good voice tonight.
Don't cry, Joe.
No.
Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go.
Sammy jumps in.
You've got to realize that this is the wind up.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna feel much better once you make your mind up.
Let's congratulate ourselves for sticking with the theme of playing Joe songs, because it is National Joe Day.
Mm-hmm. And Joe's birthday.
We can give up on it.
It was worth it.
Oh, my God. Let's see if Andrew can come out of this and go right into the mailman without anybody leaving the dance floor. Oh, look at you.
I'm the mailman.
Yeah.
As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me.
Joe.
I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Joe Mama.
That's right. Good letter of the day, but for Teeny. Teeny. Teeny!
Hello!
She says it like that, Sherry. Like, oh, I've been paying attention. She wasn't paying attention.
I think that's more of a... like you startled her hello.
Exactly. We'll get the letter of the day first, take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Okay, this is off topic. David in Woodinville says, hey, John, I want to hear your best Boston accent. You know, hey, Ma, I parked the car in Harvard Yard.
Just like that. Sure, you beat me to it. Well done. Lori in the 206 says, Little Joe was Michael Landon in Bonanza. Not Little House in the Prairie. You just spew words like facts. Okay, right. I was trying to remember Little Joe, but I remember he was Little Joe, but I threw him in there with Little House on the Prairie.
You got close.
So technically, he was not. Yes.
And Michael Landon was on Little House on the Prairie, as he was on Bonanza.
Right, so spew words away.
Poor kid.
Yeah, Andrew, go ahead. Andrew 50509 says, on this day of Joe, Senator Joe Lieberman has died. Too dark? Not meaning to bum the party out. Sorry. Well, Andrew, you've already done that.
Yeah, too late. Mrs. Joey says, I'm a female, and my legal first name is Joey, named after my dad's best friend who passed away when they were in junior high.
Hmm.
And my husband's name is Joe.
Wow. Okay. Well, we just probably stop right there. Elliot with the 5.0 Uber rating. I think John's psychic ability comes and goes. It mostly works when he's only recounting that time it happened. No, Elliot. I see your Uber rating is a 5. See? So I did right there.
Wow.
By the way, I mentioned that, and then people started texting in trying to question me. It doesn't work that way. It can't be put on the spot.
We figured that out. Mike from Lacey.
Yes.
I'm moving to Alabama in a few months. I'm just wondering how you feel about it. Are you going to miss me? I'm going to miss you. Just wondering how mutual the feeling is.
We will miss you. And you can still listen to us if you'd like. And
that was an awesome evening segment I just saw.
All right. Sorry, Mike. Why?
Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama.
Oh, nicely done. John's a date at 2, since the date, 405, 425. Oh, You'll have the usual. Okay, Sting. bring that right out to you. That's good for you, 42
Live. Bribe people to like you?
if you're just tuning in, here's the deal. So I'm going over to Duke's, and I asked...
Heard it, move on.
Perry.
Yeah.
Who's working over there to make a big deal about me being in there. Make me seem, like, special. So.
And now she was great. It's time for the letter of the day.
Letter of the day, Sherry. It's chosen by the teeny tiny.
Okay, this comes from 425 on Full Contact PE Sports. Mm. Our junior high school gym teacher and football coach, Coach Myers, always made a point of walking through the locker room without clothes after showering. Oof. All of us guys were in awe of his gems. Looking back now, it seems pretty odd. It does. On everybody's part.
Yes.
You will pay for it, and you will suffer.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Hmm. Was everybody admiring, or was just Mr. 425 admiring that? Is it?
He said everybody. I think Coach Myers, maybe you need to have a little talk with him or a lawsuit.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Looking back, he says, that seems pretty odd.
She left the bloomer hanging right.
All right, let's do another hour. Tell Duke is going to be late, all right? There's